Hi, my name is Glenn Peloso, and this time at Design Diaries, let's talk about home security. And I'm not talking about the outside home security. I'm thinking more of things that you can do in your house to keep the space a little bit more safe, both for you and your family and the more precious things that you have. Obviously, from the outside of the house, you might have cameras and security and lighting systems so that the lights come on as people move by, the motion sensored and that sort of thing. If you have a Ring doorbell, you can see who's coming and going all of the time. Some of those things are super useful. Sometimes they feel a bit intrusive to me, but nonetheless, they are good in terms of security from the outside of the house. Once you get inside of the house, if you just think about security a little bit differently, not so much like somebody's going to break in and steal things, but more like how are you going to keep the house in good, safe condition. One of the things that's really easy to do, and you can do it at the time of construction or any kind of a renovation, is to use an insulation called Safe and Sound. The safe part is really because it is a fire suppressant, so if there was a fire that broke in one room, it might not spread to the rest of the rooms quite so quickly, so it provides you with that little bit of extra security. And the sound part means that if you have, say, the difference between the basement and the first floor, the kids playing downstairs, the sound is actually a sound barrier, so it deadens all of the sound that travels between the floors and makes the house a little bit quieter and gives everybody a little bit more privacy. The other thing that you might want to do once you get into the house is a program that is run by Moen called Flow. And it is a monitor that goes onto your water system. If there's ever water flowing in the house that you're not aware of, it will send you a note saying, hey, the water is running at a time when we don't expect it to. Nobody's having a shower. We know your routine a little bit now because we've been part of your house for a while. So if you are away, for instance, and it's the winter and a pipe breaks and there's some water leaking, Flow will shut the water off if you don't respond to it within 3 to 5 minutes. So as opposed to having a week of water flowing into your basement, you have 3 minutes of it, and then the water is shut off for the entire house. I think it's a great system to be able to have in terms of keeping the house's actual structure safe. Once you get inside the house, maybe you could think about some simple home safe. You can get quite a large one that's going to, you know, be a little bit bigger, or you can get one that's about the size of the ones that go into hotel rooms. The larger ones obviously are a little bit more difficult to get into the house. They're often quite heavy. One of the things that you want to do if you're doing that kind of a thing is to make sure that you find a way of securing it to the structure so that somebody doesn't break in and just whisk off with the safe. You want to do the same thing with the small ones as well. You're going to screw it to a cement wall or to the concrete floor, the hardwood floor, just so that it makes it really difficult to rip it out and get it out of the house with your valuables in it. One of the other things that I find is super useful is to just build in some hiding places. Sometimes in the den, or perhaps whether it's around a bookcase or perhaps around the media unit, you can have it so a portion of the kick plate of that unit comes off, and that allows you to store papers that are important or a box that's filled with some important things. Important documents can be concealed in there, and it's very difficult for people to find those things. You can do that in the crown molding of the kitchen. You could do it in the kick plate into the kitchen as well. You could also have people build in false bottoms to the drawers so that on the one side, the drawer pulls out and you see what's in the bottom. That first layer of the drawer bottom slides to the back, and then there's a whole other layer which allows you to secure some of the things that you might want to keep precious or safe inside of your house. I don't love the idea of people being super worried about who's going to break into their house, because I think generally people are not trying to break into your house. However, it's good to be able to secure the house just to give you a little bit of peace of mind and to keep your house a wonderful place for you to be. Hi, this is Glenn Peloso. Thanks for listening, and remember to join me again next month for another Design Diaries podcast right here on Focal Point E! News.